Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot joining us here. Mary Kay, thanks for giving us a couple minutes. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're good. We are trying to piece together some of the, you're supposed to have off days at some point, Mary Kay. It just seems like everything just keeps on spinning. The latest NFL investigators meeting with Deshaun Watson in Texas this week as part of their review of the different cases and everything revolving around Deshaun Watson. Are you expecting something this week, or should we be kind of postponing and limiting our expectations for something to happen this week around Deshaun?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that this is, the final piece to the puzzle. I would say that, it's probably in the latter stages of the investigation if they are meeting with Deshaun. But this is not, I don't think this is something where we should expect a suspension to be handed down, in the 2 days after this. I think that he would still have to go to New York for a meeting with Commissioner Goodell. There would still have to be some things that would happen. I believe that they will still want to talk to more of the accusers. So I don't think we should expect anything this week.
What do you think they're meeting with Deshaun about? I mean, ultimately.
Well, you know what? I mean, when you're doing an investigation like this, obviously you have to talk to him at some point. You can't wait until the very, very end to decide what you want to do about this. So I would think that they have questions for him. I think that by now, as of March, when I asked Roger Goodell if they would be talking to more of the accusers, at that point, at the owners' meetings, they had only talked to 10 of the 24. So, maybe they've talked to a bunch more of them by now, and they have more questions about things that these women have said. And I think it's just really all part of the process.
Mary Kay, I know that everything isn't going to really come out until the court case is all wrapped up. But the NFL can do whatever they want to do, right? They're their own judge, jury, and executioner. We've seen that in a lot of different examples, including, Zeke Elliott, right, in Dallas. They just didn't like what he was doing, and they said, here you go. Here's your six games. Is there any chance we could see this year as opposed to 2023? Or is there still that outside opportunity where he plays the entire all 17 games, and then we deal with the consequences in the following year?
Oddly enough, and I don't know if he was speaking out of turn or not, but Mike North, the NFL head of scheduling, mentioned during his interview on Mad Dog Sports Radio the other day, he had a saying in there, a clause in there where he said, we don't even know if this is going to be this year. Again, I don't know if he was just, talking and not really, having any inside knowledge about anything when he said that. But I suppose it could stretch into next year. I think everyone involved in the situation, the Browns in particular, would want any suspension to be handed down this year, get it over with. I mean, look at those first four games. I'm telling you, if I didn't know any better, I would think that those first four games were designed to help the Browns get through the early part of the season without Deshaun. Now, of course, I asked the NFL about that. They vehemently denied that had anything to do whatsoever with the scheduling. But I'm sure the Browns think that the first four games of this year wouldn't be the worst time in the world for him to be gone.
Yeah, Mary Kay, if Deshaun is gone for the first four games, six games, eight games, ironically, their bye comes right after week eight, which would give them time, even if he was suspended eight games, to kind of get him back in the mix before the second half of the season. I am kind of with you on that, but let's just take it another step and say that Brissett has to play those games or plays whatever, the first quarter of the season. They could still be 4-0 to start the year, couldn't they, Mary Kay?
Well, they could be. They could be, but I think it probably would be hard to go 4-0. You know, with Jacoby Brissett, you know, with a completely new offense and having to play, you know, some tougher games. The Jets are better. They're definitely going to be a better football team than they were before, although that one's here. The Steelers game, that's also here on Thursday night. You know, all four games are very, very winnable, but I think we say that in part because of what we think of the quarterbacks that they will be playing. But if you put Jacoby Brissett up against some of those guys, it levels the playing field a little bit.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. We were talking last hour about Deshaun Watson going to the Bahamas and the trip that he's going to take with the offense. And I said I really just don't – I can't get too excited and go over the moon about it because I watched the previous 2 years, Baker Mayfield take everyone to Camp Mayfield, take everyone to Montana, and it didn't really matter once the season started with Jarvis and Odell. But I do think there is something there with getting to bond with some of this offense. Do you see value in going to a place like the Bahamas and becoming friends with Amari Cooper and the likes?
Well, I do think that that it's probably a good idea on the part of Deshaun to do whatever he can to bond with his teammates and to make sure that he's showing that commitment. You know, who knows? I mean, maybe some of these guys, and no one has mentioned anything like this publicly, but maybe some of them do wonder a little bit about what happened with him in some of those rooms. Maybe some of them still do need to get a comfort level with him as a person. And I think this could go a long way towards them getting to know who he is as a human being. And so even, as you said, more so perhaps than what they do on the field, it's the off-the-field stuff that will probably matter.
Mary Kay, I've got a lot of questions about this trip, and hopefully you have some answers. Not that all this matters, but I'm curious. Like, so how many guys are actually supposed to go on this? Is this the entire offense? I mean, is this just the receivers? Are they going to take, you know, the undrafted rookies that are going to be in the offense? Like, how do they decide who goes?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I'm still looking into some of that. One of the things that I did check into right away was, hey, Baker Mayfield is still on this roster. Is he going to go on this trip?
Right.
And I, you know, I was told right away that it is, you know, very, very unlikely that he will go, which, of course, would be very awkward. But, hey, he's on the team, so, you know, you have to ask. I would imagine that it will be all the key players. And if they are trying to do the entire bonding situation, I would have as many guys there as possible, including the offensive linemen. You know, bring all the linemen. They don't traditionally go to these kinds of things when it's a passing camp. But, hey, why not? They could use a little trip to the Bahamas as well. You know, Deshaun needs to get those guys pulling in his direction. So I would think those guys would or should be included. I don't know yet exactly who's going. I'm still trying to work on some of that.
And, like, how does this work, in your opinion? I mean, do they charter a plane? Does he just say, hey, just give me your receipts, I'll reimburse you? Or is he just putting this on his, you know, American Express card and saying, yeah, just I got the block of rooms taken care of? And, I mean, like, how does it work? I mean, I'm fascinated by this. The guys never did this when I played. I would have loved a free vacation.
I know. It's very interesting to wonder how these things happen, but he certainly has the money.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, I would think that, you know, people would make their own reservations. I would think, but you know, I don't even know. Maybe he chartered a flight. He could have. Again, I don't know the details of the trip yet. People are trying to be very close to the vest about this. We'll hear more about it as the weekend comes and goes, because guys will be posting things. But just in terms of travel arrangements and things like that, yet the Deshaun's camp didn't even want this to come out. The Browns, I don't think, really necessarily wanted this to come out right now. I think they were all just hoping that once guys started posting pictures and videos from the Bahamas, then it would be time to say, hey, look what Deshaun did. But to this point, a little bit of information is hard to come by.
Like Dustin volunteering at an orphanage or a homeless shelter and then being like, oh yeah, don't get this out in the public, please. Like, come on, he wanted this out in the public. This is good. This is good news for Deshaun that he cares about his teammates.
And I want the good PR.
Yeah, you want the good PR. Like, you know, you want that out there. Of course you do, Mary Kay.
Well, you know, and you would think that would be the case, especially on a day where people are going to find out that he's meeting with NFL investigators this week. You'd like a little something other than that to be out there with it. But that's the way that it was put to me, that, you know, people seem to think that maybe it came from a player who's going on the trip. I don't know. You never know in these types of situations.
Well, I'm expecting a lot of Instagram photos from this trip, so I'm all locked and ready to go, Mary Kay. But I was way wrong. Let me tell you where I was way wrong. Jarvis Landry and the amount of money that he got, I did not think $3 million with the chance to be $6 million. The Browns didn't want to offer that at all, Mary Kay. What happened in the breakdown where Jarvis ends up with the Saints?
Well, you know, sometimes it's easier to take that kind of a pay cut from another team than it is to do so for the team that you gave your heart and soul to for the last 4 years, and that you had a cap hit of $16.379 million for this year. That would be a tough pill to swallow. Now, this is an opportunity for him to go home and, you know, to kind of get his career back on track a little bit. So even if the Browns did offer him something similar, I think it would be easier to take from the Saints in the same way that I believe that Sheldon Richardson took a little bit less to play for the Vikings than he would have to play for the Browns in a similar situation.
Is he a Ring of Honor player?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. You could definitely make a case for it.
Mary Kay Cabot is with us on the hotline. Mary Kay, you talked about Baker Mayfield there a little bit. You know, Albert has been on the show. He comes on every week, of course. And he said this again on social media today in response to your tweet. I'm curious your thoughts on it. I mean, should Baker show up to Berea and just say, I'm here, guys, to try and force the Browns' hand to make a move?
Well, I have been saying that he should do that. I definitely believe that Baker should do that. You know, just, you know, for a number of reasons. I mean, he's on the roster. Again, show other teams that you're going to do what it takes, that you're going to show up for an offseason program. And then if you don't like the way the Browns have treated you, you know, you could rattle them a little bit, perhaps, by showing up, rattle the cage a bit. So if I were Baker, I probably would be showing up right now. But, you know, I can understand him not wanting to as well. You know, he is rehabbing his left shoulder still. But, yeah, I would do it. I would think that it would be send a message to the Browns and to other teams.
All right, Kay, is there anything to this Ndamukong Suh conversation that just doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon?
You know, I haven't really been able to pin it down yet in terms of whether or not that is something that the Browns are truly interested in. So I can't honestly say if I know that one is front burner or not. I just don't have enough information on that.
Okay. And then I was reading your mailbag from yesterday, and I thought, I mean, you had some really good stuff in there about Kareem Hunt. And I want to know from you, like, is Kareem Hunt the difference in them being a contender or not moving forward?
You know what? I think that that Kareem is firmly in the plans for this season, unless something really drastic happens throughout the next couple months. I think he's definitely part of the plan for this year. But beyond this year, I think you have to look at it and say, you know, that it's a little bit tenuous. It's a little bit dicey whether or not he will be back, because if they don't initiate extension talks before training camp or during training camp, the likelihood of him hitting free agency increases, and then they have a tendency to ride off into the sunset and sign with somebody else, kind of like what happened with Jarvis Landry this year. So if we don't hear anything about extension talks by July 20th, 25th or something like that, I would think that, you know, there's a chance that he might test the free agent waters.
Is he a starter on another team? And the only reason why I would say no, or any like hint towards a no, is he's just been so injured over the previous 3 years, Mary Kay.
Well, that's part of it. Yes. Running backs do start to break down as they get up into their, you know, mid late 20s. They do start to break down. So I think injuries and the fact that he wasn't able to stay on the field last year, that, you know, that could be a sign that perhaps they're going to be going younger. Running backs generally don't make it to their third contract with the same team. They usually then funnel in a new younger guy. That's one of the reasons why they went out and drafted a Jerome Ford. So, you know, some of it will depend, I think, on what happens this season, how he looks, but it seems like it could be headed for him being elsewhere after this year, possibly.
Mary Kay, last thing on this Baker situation is I did see some stuff out there this morning about the Carolina Panthers maybe having interest now in a veteran like Jimmy or Baker. Any chance that Carolina is the team that Baker ends up going to?
Yeah, I still think so. And I wrote a column about that. I don't know if it was last week or maybe a few days before that. But when you have a team that is talking trade with you on draft weekend and is interested in your product, interested in your player, and you're not able to close the deal for one reason or another, it's just sales 101 to go back to that potential buyer and see if you can close the deal. And if the Browns know they have somebody interested and they really want to move this player, they might be a little bit more motivated to knock a little bit of the price tag down. And if they do that, they might be onto something.
Okay, I saw you on TV a couple weeks ago. I just want to say, do you have a ring light, or is your house just naturally that lit? That was professional right there.
I do have a ring light.
You do?
Actually.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. There's a lot of light at the Cabot household, if that's not the case, because it was shining in really good.
Oh, do I need to turn it down?
No, it was perfect. I'm saying, I some of the times they bring on people and you can tell that it's like, all right, it looks like they're in like a dark corner and it didn't work. That was like cover of a magazine level quality. That was really, it was really good, Mary Kay.
Well, thank you. That's what I need these days. So I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you and great stuff and great work over the weekend as well with everything you've been doing. And we'll catch up with you later.
Sounds great. Take care.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.